The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Yes, it is. Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to the weekend. Gorgeous Friday afternoon. Beautiful days ahead. I'm all fired up with tons of news to share with you. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
So, this one is just baffling to me. I will never understand how politicians' brains work. The King County Board of Health. No, I will tell you. I've been riding a bicycle for my entire life. I had little crappy garage sale bikes when I was a kid. But I just fell in love with bicycle riding. And I used to ride at least 100 miles a week for many years. And I will tell you, I've never crashed. I've never hit my head on concrete while bicycle riding. I came close one time. I was involved in a relay race, and the bicycle stretch of the relay race was on Seattle City streets. And this is when Mercer Street was westbound and went down a hill underneath Dexter, I believe, and then up the hill towards Seattle Center. And I had one of those times where your front wheels start shaking back and forth violently. And there was a car right in my tail at about 35 miles an hour. And I will tell you, if I had gone down, I'm sure I would have died. I've always had a healthy respect for wearing helmets. The only time I've ever needed a helmet was when I was riding an ATV on logging roads, and I flipped and took a gouge out of the helmet I was wearing. And that would have killed me. If that piece had come out of my head instead of the helmet, that would have killed me. So I have a healthy respect for wearing helmets. And of course, like all suburban parents, even though I never wore a helmet when I was a kid, I don't know what age I started wearing one, but I was into my 20s. I had never, ever, ever worn a bike helmet as a kid, and I somehow survived. But as a parent, I wouldn't want my kids riding without a helmet. And not only that, I like them wearing seatbelts. It's all easy to do. I don't like the mandates for those things, but I, at a personal level, I like them. But the King County Board of Health says that it is looking into repealing the county bicycle helmet law. And the reason why is because they say they are concerned that it unfairly is enforced and targets people of color. I saw this in the Seattle Times a couple months ago, and they talked to a black man who said just that, that it was unfair to black people to have helmet laws. And it's interesting. I did a Seattle Times search of this guy, and a few years ago, he was in the Times about his bicycling club and had a picture of about 20 members of his bicycle club, and every single one of them was wearing a helmet. But this guy's new gig is that it unfairly targets people of color. King 5 did a story on this. Ethan Campbell leads the group that says no more bike helmets.
We found that black cyclists have been cited disproportionately for not wearing a helmet. To the rate of four times the rate of white cyclists. So a really stark disparity.
Okay. Black cyclists have been cited disproportionately for not wearing a helmet. Might that be, just going to toss this out, might that be not because of racism, but is it possible that maybe black people disproportionately don't wear helmets? Just tossing this out. It's not necessarily racism that they've been cited disproportionately. And I'll give you another example. Out where I live, on the Burke-Gilman Trail, which I ride an awful lot, I have seen cops with radar guns pull people over for going over 15 miles an hour on the Burke-Gilman. There are also a couple of stop signs that go through Kenmore and other parts of the trail. I've seen cops parked out there, and they pull over and they write tickets for people who run stop signs. And Every single person that I have seen ticketed out here has been white. Every single one. So I propose we get rid of a speed limit and the rule that you cannot wear run stop signs on the Burke-Gilman Trail, because that is unfairly enforced and targets white people. Or it could be, maybe where I live, there are far more white people who break those laws. Not everything is about race and skin color. But now they're going to, and I do think bike helmets are a good idea for kids. I think they're a really good idea, especially on the Burke-Gilman, man. There are the guys who are riding, you know, 20 miles an hour, and they look like they're in the Tour de France. And then you have the family, and one bike has training wheels, and the kid veers over a little bit, or, you know, the guy's trying to pass on the left, and it's dangerous. It's really dangerous. So kids should wear bike helmets. So who else is getting ticketed?
Latino and indigenous cyclists were also cited at higher rates. And Crosscut reported that nearly half of all recent citations went to homeless people.
I'm sure that's reeling in a bounty of dollars for the city. So because some people don't wear bike helmets, then nobody is going to wear bike helmets. Or nobody has to. You still can choose to. It's just not going to be mandated. But here's King County Councilman Guillerme Zahile, guy who refuses to come on the show and talk to me about any of the issues that he, or any positions that he takes. Odd, isn't that?
Is having the unintended effect of actually harming public health through criminalization, that's something that we should take a look at and take very seriously.
This guy's a King County councilman. It's not criminalization. It's a ticket. It's not a criminal. You don't face a criminal trial. You aren't labeled a criminal if you get a ticket. And so he says it's harming more people than it's helping. Mm-hmm. And council member Joe McDermott, another guy who refuses to talk to me about issues on which I disagree with him.
This one seems to be so egregiously disproportionately applied. I think it does demand our attention.
Okay, and I'm sorry. This is just a load of nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. It's disproportionately applied because the law is disproportionately broken. And I'm absolutely serious with my analogy. You can say the exact same thing about the tickets that white people get out on the trail going out through Kenmore and Bothell. And I've seen cops positioned there many, many times. That doesn't mean that they are out for whitey. It means that white people are the ones who are breaking the laws out here, and black people apparently are the ones who are breaking the law in the city in disproportionate numbers. But the fact that everybody, and I don't think any of these people that I'm playing sound bites are as stupid as they sound. I don't think, they very well may be, but I don't think they're as stupid as they sound. But everyone wants to push the everything is racist thing. You know, they're teaching our kids that every white person's a racist, and every black kid should hate every white kid, and every white kid should feel guilty about being white, and everything is being pushed for racial reasons. And we have to stop with this nonsense. In fact, I've got a soundbite, my soundbite of the year. I will do it in just a few minutes here in the fastest 15, or in the big lead. Because you got to hear the soundbite of the year, because this will illustrate everything that I'm talking about. But first, up next in the big lead.
The big lead. I told you so.
Yesterday, I was talking about another King County councilman who won't talk to me on issues on which I disagree, Dave Up the Grove. And he was talking about his support for universal basic income, where King County would send out a check to everybody. to every person in the county, apparently. I don't know how they're going to pay for it. I don't know who's going to qualify for it. But he wants to send out a check to everybody. So, he said one reason that he wants to do that is because he has to finally help out the middle class. Because right now, everyone is poor or rich, he said.
I don't know. That's the whole idea of doing some analysis and development of recommendations.
Okay, he said that here's why he wants to do it.
You know, coming out of COVID, as the pandemic is getting behind us, I think it really shined a light on the disparities we have in our society. We've known they've been there, the growing gap between the haves and the have-nots, the loss of a middle class, and
He goes on from there. But as I said yesterday, the reason we've lost our middle class is because of government. Government has killed the middle class. Government drives the price of housing up 33% compared to any other city or region in the country. Any house that would cost $600,000 elsewhere costs $800,000 in Seattle, King County, because of how much government imposes in fees and $20,000 to connect to the water main and sewer and all of this. And government adds 33%. $200,000 to the cost of a $600,000 house. So that hurts the middle class more than anything. Taxes hurt the middle class. Joe Biden's inflation is killing the middle class. Government is why the middle class is disappearing. And I haven't I told you so about this, because the rideshare industry, Uber, Lyft, the prices have gone up so much in Seattle. And why? Because of government. Instead of just letting the free market, and this was an amazing revolution, because the taxi cab industry was, it was horrible in so many ways. The cost, how much it cost, the unreliability, everything. And so Uber, Lyft come along, and it's absolutely revolutionary. And government always has to kill a fantastic free market. And so, according to the latest data, costs to a rideshare in Seattle are up between 50 and 60%. If you want to go to the airport, it used to cost $35 to $40. Now it's $55 to $70. And it's because the city of Seattle said, well, we got to give drivers minimum wage, and we have to give them benefits and expenses, and they put 51 cents on every ride to go to affordable housing and transportation projects. So when guys like Dave Up the Grove says, we need to tax you because you're rich so we can send money to the poor because the middle class has disappeared. You're the guy who killed the middle class, Dave Up the Grove. You and your fellow liberals on the King County Council, Seattle City Council has killed the middle class. Jenny Durkin, Dow Constein, Jay Inslee, they have killed the middle class. And then your solution is always, well, let's raise a bunch of taxes and then we can give money to poor people. Even if you're a poor person, you can have universal basic income right now. It's called getting a job. Up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, top trending.
Yeah, and I promised this here that you got to hear this. He's a black dad who is speaking to his school board. And what I've been saying is we got to get this critical race theory out of the schools that's turning kids into horrible racists. Black kids, white kids, brown kids are becoming horrible racists because of critical race theory. And more importantly, what it's designed to do is consistently pound in the message to kids that if you were born black, you have no chance because of how oppressively racist America is. And that's not for any reason other than to keep kids down, to convince them. If they hear 100 times a day that they have no chance to succeed because of their skin color, well, then they will have no chance to succeed. But listen to this dad. His name is Ty Smith, speaking to his school board about CRT.
When you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other, it's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get, first of all, time up, because I only got 5 minutes now, 5 minutes. Two medical degrees, no mom, no dad in the house, worked my way through college, sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never going to be able to get nowhere because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't going to be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't going to let you get nowhere. Oh, you know you're not going to be able to do it here because you know, the white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I worked for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing I'm gonna say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Their character,
not their skin. If they letting this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all gonna sit there and just pretty much pee on his grave with this nonsense? That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on the Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to more of the story. It all comes down to it. The person that's going to be suffering from this, the one's going to be hurt from this, is the kids. Yeah. 10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense. None of them are. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever going to keep any of them from getting there. So the CRT stuff, BS.
That attitude is why that guy has two medical degrees, as opposed to our public schools, which are telling black kids they don't have a chance to survive because they're such victims. It's a horrible message. Critical race theory, the most racist agenda in our lifetime. That is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Whoa, how about this? A sheriff in our state says if Jay Inslee comes to his county, he will arrest Jay Inslee, I think. I'm going to ask him that question next on the Dory Monson Show. I got an email last night from Sheriff Bob Songer in Klickitat County, and he was restating some things that he said several months ago as well, but I'll just read you the beginning of it. As the elected sheriff of Klickitat County, I have taken an oath before the supreme judge of the universe to keep the peace and to secure, defend, and protect the people of this jurisdiction from threats to their liberties, their livelihoods, and the peaceable enjoyment of their property. And I believe he is talking about Jay Inslee, who's been taking away some of those freedoms and rights. And Klickitat County Sheriff Bob Songer joins me here on the Dory Monson Show. Sheriff, it's good to talk to you again.
Yes, good morning. I hope things are going great for you.
What gave you the motivation to send this out? Because aren't we just a couple weeks away from all the restrictions being lifted and life somewhat getting back to normal?
Well, that's what they claim. And I hope that is the case. But unfortunately, our governor has unlimited authority by our legislators, unlimited, think about that, unlimited authority to declare emergency as he sees fit at any time.
Well, he's been operating under the emergency clause for 14 months. I always thought the emergency clause was designed to be a very short-term period of time for some kind of emergency, an earthquake, a terror attack, that sort of thing. I never dreamed it would last for 14 months.
Absolutely. And he was supposed to, as I understand it, he was supposed to go back to the county, legislature after that 14 days or whatever, that first period of time that he declared emergency, and get an extension. But I understand that our legislature, the Democrat Party, passed a law that gives him unlimited authority. He does not have to come back to him and ask for an extension. So basically, he's violating, in my opinion, the Washington State Constitution as well as the United States Constitution. Here's a guy. Well, think about this. If he has unlimited authority without clearing it through the legislature and the people who he works for, of course, citizens, if he doesn't have to ask, he's a king. He's a dictator. He can declare an emergency at any time for any reason and put down his dictates and orders. If you violate this, we'll close your business down. We'll close your church down, in which he's been real good about doing anyway, to some extent.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've talked to some restaurant owners who opened in defiance of the governor. One guy's 80 years old. He's been operating a restaurant down there in Chehalis for 50 years, paying taxes, creating jobs, and the state has fined him $150,000, and they say it's not appealable, and they are not going to rescind it. And, I mean, they're trying to destroy a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the, you know, and we're going to break your back if you don't go march along with the governor. Think about this. We have a couple local businesses in Clickitat County. $9,000 fine, okay? $9,000 a day if they don't comply. This is without due process, keep in mind. And they can appeal. They can appeal to an administrative hearing judge who works for who? The governor.
Yeah.
In most cases, that would be called a kangaroo court. You know how they're going to find on those things. I think people's rights are being violated.
How are those violations manifesting themselves? I mean, what?
Not wearing a mask.
Right.
Social distancing, which, by the way, just as a side note, it doesn't affect us, actually, but it kind of gives you some insight. Florida courts just ruled a few days ago that the mask is unconstitutional. But then again, that's a state that understands and has a governor that believes in protecting people's rights. So.
Right. Okay. And you said that you are going to not follow what Jay Inslee says. You're going to follow the United States and the Washington state constitutions.
Absolutely.
But again, I'm curious, why did you send this out now on the middle of June when the governor says everything's lifted at the end of the month?
Well, one of the triggers to this, and to be honest with you, I've had this letter in my back pocket for about 4 weeks. But one of the things that triggered, I noticed now, and you can correct me if I'm wrong with this information I've heard, that there's a new strain of virus.
The Delta variant is designed to scare all the people who have not been vaccinated into getting vaccinated. So, they're pushing the Delta variant very hard now.
Okay. When they started talking about this new strain and stuff, and knowing our governor has endless power to declare an emergency, nothing stops him. Nothing. He can open it at the end of the month, turn around the middle of July, and shut it down again because of this new strain, which is more dangerous than COVID-19.
Right, yeah, or so they say.
So that's a concern, and that's why I came out with this. And another reason I came out with it is where they're headed with this, in my opinion, that's just my opinion, where they're headed with this is mandatory vaccination. And what they're trying to do is get the corporations and businesses to make it mandatory.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're so, not only the corporations and the businesses, but college kids at Whitworth College, which is a good conservative university in our state. They're telling the kids they must get vaccinated. If they are not vaccinated and somebody else gets COVID on campus, the unvaccinated kid has to leave the dorm, can't eat there, can't learn there, and loses all of their tuition, room, and board, even if they don't get sick. I mean, this is incredible stuff that's going on now.
Well, it sounds to me like, and I wasn't around then, believe me, I'm old, but I'm not that old. It sounds to me like Germany under Hitler's regime. They're even going as far now as talking about...
That's too extreme. I mean, I understand why you say that, but I think there are a lot of people who would be horribly offended by that comparison, because what's going on is bad in our state, but it's not Hitler's Germany.
Well, think about this. In order for you to do certain things, you're going to have a COVID-19 passport, right?
Right.
Okay. And if you don't show that, you don't get to do certain things.
Correct.
Okay. And if you look at the overall stuff that's going on across the nation, where do you think they're headed with this in these blue states? They're headed to socialism. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, are domestic terrorist organizations. I'm not talking about the average citizen out there supporting Black Lives.
Yes.
I'm talking about the organization itself.
Yeah, no, I agree. They are a Marxist organization. There's absolutely no question about that.
And then you think about this. We have our Congress, U.S. Congress, getting on their knee and paying homage to Black Lives Matter, a terrorist organization. That is scary stuff.
So let me ask you one last thing here. We're talking with Klickitat County Sheriff Bob Songer. You said in this missive that you sent out, this office, meaning the sheriff's office, will arrest, detain, and recommend prosecution of any government official or agent thereof who knowingly and deliberately violates the rights of the people. It's clear you believe Jay Inslee has violated the rights of the people. If Jay Inslee came to Klickitat County today, would you arrest him?
If it's clear to me that he's violated the rights of the people, which I believe he has, but if he came to me, yes, I would make this step.
So if the governor of Washington came to Washington County, Klickitat County, this afternoon, you, Bob Songer, will arrest him.
If he violated the rights of the people.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you think he has, right?
I think he's violated the Constitution, yes, which violates the rights of the people. Yes,
what would that be like? He's got his state patrol security around him. What happens when Sheriff Songer tries to arrest Jay Inslee? How does that
play? Let me ask you this. Yeah, well, it'd be probably another situation. But let me ask you this: does the governor have the right to come into any county, I don't care which one it is, and violate people's constitutional rights? The answer to that is no. He works for the people. We seem to lose that. The people decide, who they put into office and so forth. I think I would certainly encourage people to do a recall.
Okay. And, I like. What's the biggest city in Klickitat County?
It'd be Goldendale.
Goldendale.
White Salmon would be probably second.
Okay, tell you what, let me get a message out here. Governor Inslee, if you are listening, please go to Goldendale this afternoon, okay? I heard that the people there are really nice and you should go visit them. Okay, I did my part, Sheriff. Now you got to do your part. Book them, Dano.
Tell him to come to Klickitat County, and I'd be happy to sit down and talk to him about him violating our citizens' rights.
Okay, you got it. Sheriff, I love having you on. I appreciate you coming on with me.
All right, sir. You take care and be safe.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Sheriff Bob Songer in Klickitat County, and he's ready to put Jay Inslee in the old Gray Bar Hotel. All right, what do you think about all this? You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. ticked off right now. I have to admit, I just looked up at my TV screen, and on Fox News, there was a commercial with comedian Jimmy Walker. Remember him from Good Times? Dynamite! He was in Seattle, man, about 15, 20 years ago. And the, you know, big shtick for radio shows. You know, you're supposed to ask them, hey, after the interview, can you just record one line for us? This is Jimmy Walker, and I think the Dory Monson Show is dynamite. And he looked at me and he waved his hand. He said, I don't go there anymore. He'd moved on. So I look up at my TV. Jimmy Walker's doing some Social Security commercial on Fox News, and it's apparently being recorded in his home. And right behind him on the wall is a poster of him, and at the bottom it says, dynamite! So, Jimmy, you went back to it after you didn't go there? He's all over the place. Didn't he date Ann Coulter? That was always the rumor. I think it still is a rumor that he and Ann Coulter are partners. Okay, let's get some other stuff to get to. This is breaking news just coming in. City of Seattle has made it official. They are extending the rent moratorium until the end of September. So the city of Seattle will continue to steal the private property of landlords, homeowners, apartment building owners who have deadbeat clients, and the city of Seattle says, doesn't matter, you cannot evict them because we are stealing your property. This is unconstitutional as government gets to steal the private property of landlords, to tell them that they can't get rid of deadbeats. And then, if I'm not mistaken, and a landlord can correct me on this, but I believe if they extend it to the end of September, you have to give 90 days notice to evict, which will take you into winter, and then they have a no-winter eviction moratorium. So the city of Seattle is going to keep stealing land from people for a long, long time. Of more on that as we get details. There's one story that I saw today that it made me really sad. When I was a kid, there was no bigger deal than Evel Knievel doing a jump. We all saw on, you know, repeated over and over when he jumped the fountains at Caesar's Palace, but he couldn't stick the landing and he crashed and it was horrible. And then on ABC's Wide World of Sports, he was going to jump all these double-decker buses at Wembley Stadium and he didn't stick the landing. His body went rolling and flying, and he always got up, but he broke almost every bone in his body. But I'm fascinated by people who do things that I would never do. And as I was, I've read Evel Knievel biographies. Man, when I was a kid, I was so excited. He was going to jump the Snake River Canyon in a modified, he called it a rocket cycle. And it was going to be on ABC's Wide World of Sports. And I had to work at Safeway as a courtesy clerk that day. And I was so bummed that I wasn't going to be able to watch it. And it didn't have even VHS back then. So anyway, I was reading the story of this motorcycle daredevil who died in Moses Lake, 28 years old. He was practicing for his upcoming world record attempt. His name was Alex Harville. And he was at the Moses Lake Air Show this weekend. He was going to try to set an all-time record by jumping 350 feet. Think about that. From the end zone, the back of the end zone, to the back of the other end zone in a football stadium, that's how far this kid jumps. He has jumped 425 feet. So he was trying to jump from a ramp to a dirt mound. And that's a different record than going from a dirt mound to a dirt mound. But just the guts of guys like this. But what broke my heart, and I watched a couple of interviews with him on YouTube, and he just seemed like the sweetest kid who was doing what he loved. And then it's reading the story. He's married with two little kids, including a baby born a month ago. And I always wonder about, yeah, I would have loved to have ridden a motorcycle, or, you know, I've talked a lot about getting a, you know, nice high-powered scooter. And I never did because I feel a responsibility to my family to not take that kind of risk, because there are a lot of deaths on those things. But when I heard about this kid dying in a practice jump and a one-month-old baby, very sad. Alex Harville was 28 years old. He was quite a jumper. Okay, check the news for you. And then Fest 15 is coming up next.